Hear these words again from the prophet Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. What are the garments of salvation? What is the robe of righteousness? Those are our questions today. Put more properly, however, and this anticipates my sermon itself, who is our garment of salvation? And who is the robe of our righteousness? Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day, so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Don't know about you, but when I was a kid, when I was a child, when I was 8 years old, when I was 12 years old, when I was 10 years old, on Christmas morning we'd get up and excitedly we'd wait and we'd wait and we'd wait until finally the coffee was done and it was okay and it was time for us to go running out into the living room where the Christmas tree was. Couldn't wait to get out there. The excitement was great. We'd get out there and we'd see all the presents and we'd see the stuff that Santa brought and we'd see the stuff that Mom and Dad had gotten for us. They were all wrapped in these wonderful, beautiful packages with bows on them and all. And we were just so excited. We couldn't wait. Christmas morning had arrived. And we tore into our toys and we played until it was finally time to start opening presents. And we would get a present. And we take it and we squeeze it and we shake it. If it's closed, we'd set it aside. And if it was hard or rattled, we'd open it. And then we'd finally have to open the squishy ones, the ones with the shirts and the pants and the ties. Those were interesting because you can always tell a tie. The box is always the same, usually. Unless my dad is wrapping it, then it's a box within a box within a box within a box, and there's the tie rolled up inside of that one, way down inside. Anyway, the squishy ones, the ones that had clothing in it, my brother and I were never really interested in. We would identify them, and we would set them aside because we wanted to go to the toys first, until finally Mother and Dad would make us unwrap the toys, the clothing. Mom and Dad would make us unwrap the clothing. We never wanted to unwrap that. Reminds me of the movie The Christmas Story with the boy who wanted the Red Ryder BB gun. And his aunt always makes for him wonderful, beautiful outfits. And she made for him this Christmas a pink bunny rabbit suit. And he said that his aunt was always... had always belabored under the impression that he was eternally 4 years old and a girl. So as a result, he never liked the clothing presents that she made for him. And he put it on, and he came downstairs he didn't want anybody to see him. He was upset. He didn't want to wear it. He came down the stairs, and here he is dressed as a great big pink bunny. And his dad looked at it and said, "You look like a deranged Easter rabbit. Take it off, quick. You only have to wear it when your aunt comes around." You never knew the kind of clothing that your mother and dad would get you, or your aunt or your grandmother or whatever. Granddad was nice. He put a check on the tree for you. Your money. That was the best kind of present. You never knew, however, what kind of clothing they did get. Would it fit? I got two shirts this time I'm going to have to take back. God love Dad. Love him to death. But I don't wear a 22-inch neck. Anyway, the kind of clothing you got at Christmas is never exactly the kind that you might buy for yourself. Doesn't fit like it ought to. And frankly, when I was a kid, I didn't want it to begin with. Nowadays, I ask my parents for clothes. And usually, if it's my mother shopping, it's a good job, Dad. If you're listening, you tried. Anyway, here we have another story about clothing. Another account about clothing. Another account about a gift of clothing that we receive. And a gift that we are called to rejoice and give thanks to God for. It says here, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exalt in my God. What does exalt mean? It means to jump for joy. That's what exalt means. To jump for joy. That's what exalt means. To be so excited and so filled with the joy that you can't contain it. You can't just sit with your hands folded and be very pleased. You gotta leap and run with rejoicing and jump for joy. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being, not a little bit of me, all of me shall exalt, shall jump for joy in my God. That means he's pretty pleased here, friends. He's very happy here. Why? Not because he got a toy. Not because he got a new bike. Not because he got a new motorcycle. Not because he got a new telescope. Or a videotape. Or an Xbox. Or one of those games that my nephew's always wanting and I never can find the right one at Toys R Us. No. For he has clothed me. He has clothed me. He's covered me. He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. What's he talking about here? Special clothing? Special shirts? Special jackets? Special robes? I don't know if it was this kind of robe or the robe you have in your bathroom. I have no idea what the garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness as a physical item would be. Lots of discussion in all the commentaries about what these were referencing here. But I can tell you what they mean theologically for Christians today, my friends. What does it say in the Hebrew? The word for salvation is yesha here. Yesha. It is the same root from which we get Jesus' Hebrew name. Yeshua. Yeshua, Joshua, Jesus. Same name. It's the same name. Just as my name in Russian is Grigori, just as my father's name, my father is Charles, by the way, Charles May O'Neill, his name in Russian is Karl. Carl. Just as Catherine is Ekaterina, just as Paul is Pavel, all these names in English have Russian equivalents, so also Hebrew, it's Yeshua, which in the Old Testament is usually translated as Joshua, and which in Greek and then in English becomes Jesus. So, the name Jesus, Yeshua, has at its root the Hebrew word for salvation, yesha, yesha. Interesting, isn't it? He has clothed me with the garments of salvation, the garments of Yeshua, the garments, Christians would say, of Jesus. that's something. He has clothed me. He's clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. In Hebrew, righteousness is tzedakah. And it is almost always found paired with the word for salvation. Righteousness, when you find it in the Old Testament, is usually found paired with the word for salvation. Sometimes it immediately follows that word. Even though in English translation it doesn't, in the Hebrew, sometimes it even directly follows the word for salvation. Meaning, essentially, that righteousness comes as a result of salvation. Being clothed with the garments of salvation, being clothed, if you will, by Jesus, brings with it the covering of God's righteousness. Being clothed with Jesus, with salvation, for that's who Jesus is for us, our salvation. Being clothed, that's what his name means, being clothed with God's salvation, Jesus, our Lord, brings with it being covered, having our sins covered by the righteousness of God. And because of this clothing, because of this covering, because of the garments of salvation, because of the robe of righteousness that we receive in salvation in Jesus, we are called to greatly rejoice and have our whole being, all of us, exalt our God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That is about as good a definition of what the Christmas season is about as I can think of. For in this baby child, born in Bethlehem of Judea over 2,000 years ago, in this baby child who was born by miraculous intervention of the power of the Holy Spirit into Mary, through this child and his life and his teachings, in his death on the cross and in his resurrection and in his ascension into glory, in this baby Jesus, we have the garment of our salvation. We have that which we need to cover us up, cover up the horrible sin that exists in our lives, that we might receive that right relationship with God. The word here, salvation, usually translated salvation, can also be translated rescued. That's a good image there, rescued. We've been covered, we've been clothed with the garments of rescuing. Jesus is our life preserver, if you will. He has preserved us, he has rescued us from the damage, from the threat, from the penalty of our sin. But he doesn't just do that for us. He also brings with him God's righteousness with which he covers us. And we believe through which he transforms us into greater and greater images of the love and the power of God in Jesus Christ. So the Christmas season, the proclamation of Christmas, is that this baby child, born in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago, is our salvation. He is the garment, the covering, the clothing, if you will, of our salvation. He comes to clothe us with grace and forgiveness, with rescuing arms. And then he brings with him also his righteousness, with which he covers and transforms us. Righteousness being living rightly. Living rightly. He comes to transform us that we might live rightly. That's what the Christmas season is about, my friends. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about snowmen. It's not about sleigh bells ringing. It's not about all of that stuff. It's about this. the garments of salvation, the robes of righteousness that we have been blessed and honored to put on. And we put them on by faith in Jesus Christ. We put them on by saying yes to the offer of the garment. So many of us set it aside and open the toys first. So many of us want to take the gift of the garment of salvation and take the gift of the robe of righteousness and set it aside, you know, the squishy ones, and go after the toys first. And then maybe later we'll come back to the squishy packages, the garments of salvation, the robes of righteousness. Maybe we'll come back to that later, but now we want the toys first. We're called to receive by faith the garment of salvation. We're called to receive by faith Jesus, our Savior, the salvation of God, the salvation that He has for us. We're called to receive Him by faith, not just in this Christmas season, but all the time. But certainly now, we're called to receive Him by faith, accept the gift of salvation and forgiveness, and then accept the gift of righteousness, God's right way of living that He has for us. We're called to receive these gifts, this eternal, wonderful, glorious gift, and employ it in our lives. We are called to rejoice in the Lord and exalt in the Lord our God, to have our whole being jump for joy with the wonderful gift that we have received. And then note what it says. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. We're supposed to be as excited, we're supposed to be as clothed, gloriously, metaphorically speaking, as a bride and groom ready for our Savior. My brothers and sisters, are you jumping for joy? Are you rejoicing in the Lord your God? Are you exulting in God over the gift of salvation that He has for you? Have you accepted it, or have you set that gift, the squishy present, aside and gone after the toys? That's the question you have for yourself today. Have you set aside the present of the garment of salvation, the present of the robe of righteousness? Have you set it aside because you didn't want to open that one and gone after the toys in this life? Or have you opened the present of the garment of salvation? Have you said yes and by faith received His grace? This Christmas season, ask yourself that question. And if you look around in your life and you see that the present containing the garment of salvation has sat unopened year after year, like the perennial fruitcake that gets passed from family to family, I encourage you, open the gift of the garment of salvation. Open the gift of the robe of righteousness. Receive freely the grace that He wants to give you, the salvation, the rescuing that He wants to give you. Receive it this season, my friends, with rejoicing, with thanksgiving, with exaltation. Jump for joy in the gift that He has to give to you. Receive it and give glory to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.